Today's commentary is on President Prabowo Subianto reshuffles the red and white cabinet. President Prabowo Subianto's red and white cabinet barely reached 4 months old, yet he has already reshuffled it. The first reshuffle carried out by the president turned out to be faster than the first cabinet reshuffle carried out by his predecessor, Joko Widodo. The first reshuffle of the Joko Widodo's working cabinet was carried out around 10 months after he was inaugurated as president on October the 20th, 2014. President Prabowo Subianto reshuffled the composition of the red and white cabinet on Wednesday, February the 19th, by inaugurating 6 new officials, one of whom was Professor Brian Yuliarto, who was inaugurated as Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, replacing Satrio Sumantri Brojonegoro. In addition, President Prabowo Subianto also inaugurated the head and deputy head of the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency, namely Muhammad Yusuf Ateh and Agustina Arumsari. Previously, Muhammad Yusuf Ateh served as acting head of the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency, while Agustina Arumsari was deputy head of the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency for investigation. The president also inaugurated the head and deputy head of Central Statistics Agency, namely Amalia Adininggar Widyasanti and Sony Hari Budi Utomo Maharmadi. The first was previously acting head of the Central Statistics Agency, while the latter was a lecturer at the Faculty of Economics and Business, University of Indonesia. Meanwhile, Lieutenant General Nugroho Sulistyo Budi was appointed as head of the National Cyber and Crypto Agency. The newly inaugurated Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Professor Brian Yuliarto, is a professor at the Faculty of Industrial Technology, Bandung Institute of Technology, or ITB. His achievements include winning the Engineering Science Award at the 2024 Habibie Prize for Outstanding Talent. Throughout his career as an academic, Professor Yuliarto has also served as Dean of the Faculty of Industrial Technology, ITB, and Visiting Professor at the Tsukuba University, Japan. Professor Yuliarto is also involved in various research projects and collaborations with international institutions such as UC Berkeley in the United States, Korea University, and various research institutions in Japan. With the inauguration of Brian Yuliarto as Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, it is hoped that Indonesia will be able to carry out superior research, create global collaboration, and build the future of science in Indonesia. Thus, it is hoped that the progress of the industrial world in Indonesia can be realized through various steps, from downstreaming to higher education, in order to form a quality generation towards Indonesia Emas or Golden Indonesia 2045. That was commentary today.